And now we have that time on Sprockets when we dance. No one understands this. No one knows what I'm saying. Just points of information before we continue. When we're done, the prost will jump the queue and just go up and get a sandwich and whatever, and be somewhere around the stairs. And if people would exit by the right, because there's a class coming in on the other side after this. And we have some very interesting questions today, actually. And one, I have absolutely no idea. I read it over and over again while we were talking. I didn't understand it. Oh, and besides speaking to the profs afterwards, I encourage you in the strongest terms to talk to them, because people love to talk about the research. As Katrine said, there are many people here who could help you, like Martine Dolmer, who was here, and the tallest man in the room, Victor Chisholm, who's our undergraduate research officer, who can aim you at some of the possibilities that are beyond what we're seeing here today, and the profs who happen to be here for these sessions. And I'm not here tomorrow. I have something else to do, and Laurie Hendren, the associate dean academically running this. So I'd like to thank the people who have done this week, which are, like, I'm the front man for this. So I'd like to thank all the profs, Victor, Anna Campana, and all the staff, the volunteer staff from Dawson Hall, and the students who have helped. And they're all wearing T-shirts, which is how you can identify that they're doing it. You, too, can wear a T-shirt if you answer one of these four questions correctly. See the segue there? Anyway, whatever. So here's Claire's question, and I read this over and over again. I couldn't get it, but we'll see. A compact fluorescent bulb lasts for 9,000 hours and contains 5 milligrams of mercury vapor. This is right at the end of Claire's talk. If a microscope mercury burner were to run for 9,000 hours, how much mercury would need to be disposed of? Yes, remember details from the last thing. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday people were taking notes, actually.
Yeah, first thing,
a pencil and a notebook. 9,000 divided by 300, that times 500 milligrams.
Perfect. Congratulations on your achievement. Well done. Okay, this is a good one, a little creepy, from Carl's talk. Okay, so Mary, Kate, and Ashley are identical triplets who did everything together. They went to the same school and were never apart for longer than one day for their entire lives. It's kind of a sad story. At age 25, Kate developed schizophrenia, while Mary and Ashley went on to become deans of science at university. I don't know. And never developed any apparent mental health disorders. Why might Kate have schizophrenia while the other two do not? Just right in the middle. Yes?
Oh, some epigenetic factor, like extra light or something in their environment.
Let me check with a world expert.
Good.
It sounds good. It's good to Carl. Let's go. Congratulations. Yeah, it's traditional that I make a fool of myself, and I've only got two left to do, so I don't know. From Adam's talk, this is an easy one, though. Great talk. Which celebrity do math professors most identify with? Oh, we'll go here.
I believe it's Jackie Chan.
You believe it's Jackie Chan?
Yes.
Indeed. Good catch. Good catch. And here's a tricky technical question from Katrine's talk. How would you estimate the biomass of a tree? Right in the middle. Could you speak a little louder? You could dry it and weigh. What do you think, Katrine?
A tree?
Okay.
What's your oven size?
You have to have a big oven right here.
I believe she said in the thing that you take the biomass first and then you try to estimate how much carbon, and it's like half of the tree is carbon.
I guess it's a bit of that, but the trick is really, cutting down a tree, drying it, and weighing it. You need to have a NASA kind of financial power.
Okay. So we'll keep on working the crowd then. Is anyone else? Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
Be done. I think people have tried that. Problem gets very complicated with big trees. Small trees works relatively well, But once you start to have a canopy with many leaves at different levels, I'm just trying to show here that biology is even more complicated than physics.
I'm a physicist. Way in the back. Oh, I think we heard that.
The same idea she had, you know.
And right behind you, Katrine.
I think you're supposed to measure the height of the tree by, like...
Go on. It's music to my ears.
You run a plane from above it and, like, use a laser to measure its height.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. Actually, it's the relationship that we will measure between the diameter of the tree and its height. And the tricky part is the height. Of course, the diameter is fine, but in the tropics, trees are 40, 50, 70 meter tall. So that's why we use an airplane for the height. Good job.
Okay. That's it.